Macronius and the Uncharted Island. A long time ago, in a small mill village, lived the son of a poor bread maker named Cronius. One gloomy day, the unexpected happened. The king called for all young men to be summoned to his royal palace in Athens. "Welcome, young warriors," he announced the king. "My daughter has been shipwrecked on an uncharted island. You will sail out at first light tomorrow morning." Cronius slept uneasily that night. The next morning he walked down to the port with hope in his heart and worry in his mind. He did not know what or who he would encounter, but he had heard the stories of the island he was travelling to, with its mysterious beasts and weird creatures. The journey so far had been uneventful, but now dark clouds were appearing, blocking out the warmth of the sun. The current was pushing the boat over an army of waves rising out of the water. Over the rising waves, he thought he saw the small island. Suddenly, the boat lurched backwards. It was being pulled faster and faster to the island. The boat beneath him started to splinter. He was thrown violently over the side of the boat into ice-cold water. Cronius felt the soft sand beneath his fingers. "Where am I?" he thought. Cronius rubbed his brow. He slowly picked himself up and stumbled up the beach. "This must be the island," he mumbled to himself. He made his way over to a bunch of shady rocks on the east side of the beach. Once he got there, he found a cavern concealed by the rocks. He started to walk into the cavern. A pitch-black fog hid the rest of the cave. He could hear the beast, he could smell the beast, but he could not see or feel the beast. A spiked tail pierced the darkness, spiking a dead corpse from the floor, thinking it was the new intruder. It clumsily stumbled forward into the light. Its teeth were as long as broadswords and as sharp as daggers. Its tail had five sharp poisonous spikes, and its wing blazed in the sun. It lurched forward, trying to grab Cronius with its pincers, but Cronius had already started climbing up the back of the beast, climbing up its back. The beast's roars were finally silenced. Cronius pulled his sword out of the beast's skull. He was soon back at home with his new wife, the princess. They ruled wisely for many happy days until their death. By William Thornley.